Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Extraordinary. Don't believe it.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It's the 20th day of October. It's a Wednesday. It's a nice McCafe menu. Champions of the game. Well, that's what we're calling it. Champions of the game segment. So, Buddha Hocking. Well, this was your nomination, and I concur. One of the great players.
My favourite.
Is your all-time favourite?
No, one of my favourites, right. I mean.
No, he's a beauty. He's going to have a chat with us. Billy Slater, rugby league great, new Queensland coach, is going to have a chat with us as well. Sally Capp, you asked for the Lord Mayor. Because you said, I can reinvent and rejuvenate this city. That's what you said to me. Get the mayor on. So I got the mayor on. So you and Sally can... Hopefully you've got a whole book full of ideas, have you?
Yes, I have. I got this idea about putting a flying fox over the...
I don't want to get the mayor on and you not have one good idea.
I got half a dozen great ideas for the mayor.
Okay.
Get this place humming again.
And the Sixers beat writer, the Philadelphia Sixers, because if you haven't caught up with the news, Ben Simmons has been suspended by the Philadelphia 76ers because he's refusal to get subbed in during practice. So Doc Rivers kept saying, righto, Ben, in you come. And he just sat there and went, nah, not now. Ben's got must have some reflux. So he went for another few minutes and he said, all right, Ben, in you come. No. And that was it. So he has been suspended. What a disaster that is. We'll talk about that in greater detail a little bit later as we ramble through this first half an hour. Nice to talk to you, Whispers.
Nice to talk to you too, Gary. Good morning to everybody. Yeah, that's a disaster, that whole story. Disaster. That whole Ben Simmons thing now is just absolute disaster. And, Gary, you know how we all feel? I don't know Ben Simmons. You do. You coached him as a kid and you got very close to the family. I don't know him at all. And when an Australian is on the world stage, you feel like they're part of your family.
Well,
we all do.
Us.
So I'm feeling for him, but at the same time, I'm thinking, come on, Ben.
Help yourself.
You're not doing a nice job of this at the minute.
The best way to describe it, it's a shite show.
Mm.
I don't like saying that word, so I didn't. I swung it around a bit, but it's a shite show.
But the last thing you want to look like is some sook. And right now, he looks like a surly sook.
Yeah, that is true. So we'll have a further chat about it. I don't want to... it'll bring us down if we ramble. This is what I want to talk about this morning.
Mm-hmm.
This is... If you put a ramble topic up for us, this is A1, seat 1A rather, wheelhouse topic.
Okay, we can ramble about anything.
Yes, but this topic particularly... You know what I'm going to call you from now on?
No.
Me.
Me, why?
That's just it.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because you were Timmy, and now I'm going to call you me. Have you caught up with this news?
Is this about Kanye?
Yeah. No, he's not Kanye anymore.
What is he?
He's not Kanye West. He's just Ye.
Ye.
He's changed his name to Ye.
Okay, so the Y and the E were the last two letters of his name, Kanye. So is that why he's done it?
Well...
Is that why you want to call me?
I haven't spoken to him personally.
No, but you would have read the story about it.
It doesn't say why he did it. Right. He just dropped he's dropped the first name and he's got no middle name. He's got no last name. He's just going to be
Ye.
Mm. So you will be me.
You'll be Ye too.
Ye.
Gary.
Gary Ree.
You'll be Rye. You'll be Rye.
Honestly.
What's going on?
What is going on with Kanye?
Was it too hard to sign checks with Kanye West, was it?
Oh, that's what these superstars of the world do, Wisp. He puts him back up in the news. He's been through the divorce with Kimmy. They've settled on their $80 million house. And he's released a new album. And now he now just wants to be known as
Ye.
It says Kanye West has officially changed his name to Ye. Full birth name was Kanye Amari West.
Mm.
He's not going to have a middle name or a surname. He's just going to be Ye. What other names can we shoot? Let's shorten everything. We'll be joined by Lee.
Who? Lee?
Sally.
Oh, so
Cap, we can just call her Lee. Anyway, tickle.
Do you think it's designed to... Do you think these people... wake up or their peoples around them say, look, you know, you haven't had enough activity out there.
Yeah.
People aren't talking enough about you at the moment. What can we do? What can we do today to get the conversation rolling about you again?
Well, Tim, well, I'm no marketing expert. But
no, you are. You're doing a great
job.
He's
had an album out, hasn't he? Hasn't he put out a new album?
I think his last album was it was a while ago now, I think.
Well, he's had the divorce, so he's going to lose the Kardashian cachet, so he won't be there. So he's just put out Yee. I like it.
Mm. He was building a big property out in the
Colorado.
Out in the prairie somewhere. Yeah, Colorado, was it?
Somewhere like that. He was doing church services out there.
He had a massive he wanted to have a fridge that he could skateboard into. So
A fridge.
Yeah, so the fridge is like the size of a room.
That makes sense to me. No, it does.
It does.
A sensor-lit fridge that you could skateboard into.
That's right. Inside the fridge, yeah.
He's bought a $77 million house in Malibu.
There you go.
So good.
What do you get for 77 at Mal?
You get a fridge you can skateboard into.
Lenny out there in Castlemaine, he wants to be known as Nye.
Yeah, that's it. Nye. Just change any other sporting people out there that we need to have their name changed. Hey, you mentioned the zip line because you've been on this for 2 days. You said, let's get Sally Cap on. I can rejuvenate. Have you ever been the Moomba bloke?
No. No.
Well, that's a lay down, was there?
I don't want to start there.
I think that now it makes sense. That's what you're. Oh, it's pronounced yay, not ye. Well, Y-E to me, Steve-O, is ye, but if it's yay, fair enough.
Yay.
Well, that changes things
a bit. That's much better. That's more upbeat.
Yay. Well, would it be Y-A-Y, yes, not Y-E.
And Buddha Hocking did.
He spelled his name wrong.
Buddha Hocking did change his name to Whiskers too.
You can talk.
That's just coincidental that he would be on the program today.
Yeah, it is coincidental. So you're angling for the Moomba King. Fair enough.
No, I don't want to be the Moomba King.
I can read through this.
I want to help Sally and put some activities together and things together, bring people back to the city.
Lo and behold, the zip line has been announced. It's 130 metre from Fed Square to Alexander Gardens. Was that one of yours?
No, that wasn't my idea, but I love it. I love the idea of a zip line. I went to a park recently with my grandkids, and they've got like a little flying fox in the park there in...
That's what it is.
A flying fox.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. You going to have a go? Would you, if Sally says, listen,
100%.
For a photo opportunity, if I can get the wisp down to zip line across, that's 130 metres, then you would be a part of it?
I have to speak to Mitch first.
No, you don't. Just say yes.
I can't do anything without getting Mitch's approval.
You're making a lot of
noise
this morning and not following through on much.
I want to talk to Sally. I want to know what she's got planned to get this city up and firing. You know what? We've lost our mojo. Jeez. We've been in lockdown for so long.
We haven't had a mojo to lose.
No, we had the mojo.
No, of course we did, but it just got put on ice.
That's right, but we've got to get it back. We've got to get people back into the city, make it the vibrant, alive, noisy, exciting place that we once were. Again, it's not going to happen overnight, Gary, but it will happen.
Well, if you get in and do a couple of zip lines, that will get there'll be every newspaper will be there. I reckon even channel dots would put.
Well, I'm going to make one change straight away.
What?
Well, it's going to be called a flying fox, not a zip line. No one knows what a bloody zip line is. What a stupid name! Oh. Who came up with that?
Watson slams Cap over a stupid name. It's not. It's got a name. It's not just called a zip line.
So
it's called. Hang on.
It's called naming rights.
It's called the Firefly.
Well, that's better.
That's much better.
No, I like. Well, what did you call it a zip line for?
Because that's what the headline said.
Oh, okay. No, it's a flying.
Unless the fire. The Firefly zip line. That's got a bit more zing about it.
Yeah, the Firefly.
You go on it.
I will.
Good.
I'll go.
When can I put you in for that? Because I'll come down and watch that when you do that. So I can run.
It hasn't been hung up there yet. Has
yes,
it?
There's a girl doing. I can see a girl having a crack at it on the picture.
Right. So do you go up
maybe
or down?
There's a weight limit. What are you tipping about these? Oh, I know you're pretty slight.
Up or down?
What do you mean up or down?
Or do you go?
There's a cross.
across from.
You've only been up and down. What do you think? It goes up to the Eureka Stockade.
Well, yeah? I thought you could only go up one. You could only travel one way on the Flying Fox.
Well, it looks to me like there's two lines in the picture I'm watching here, so you can go across and back. Is this a? This would be a paying. Oh, here you go. 8 people every 20 minutes. 39 for children. 49 for adults. Will you pay that, or would you expect when you go and do your promotional shot to get a freebie?
I'm 60. Is there a seniors discount?
Yes, and that's. Well, it's 49 for adults.
Do you have, what I, there may be an age.
Actually, what do you get when you? It's a very good question.
I don't know what you
No,
think.
No, no. That is
no, let's not even bother talking
Tim,
about that.
That's exactly what I'll be talking about. No. What do you get now that you're 60?
I get memory loss.
You get
I get
to
hairs growing out my ears. I spend an inordinate amount of time up during the night.
I'm not ageist at all because I'm not far away myself.
No, but you're making fun of me.
I'm not. I want to know whether or not you've taken advantage of what is your rightful, having been a taxpayer for a long time, what's your rightful little benefits of being 60? If you're 60 plus out there, tell Tim and I, so I can tell Tim because he mightn't see it, what advantages. I think you get a free tram card, don't you, or something?
I think you got to be 65 before you get all
oh,
that.
Oh, 65?
Yes, I think you do. Then you get your seniors card, Gary.
Oh, so you can't get that. I thought you had a seniors card.
No, I don't have a seniors card. Oh. That's just my credit card that I hand over every day for the coffee.
Doesn't see much light.
Every day I hand it over for the coffee.
You do not.
And every other
Is there any benefit sure that, of being 60 for the WISP that he hasn't taken advantage of? 0433981116. I think he's missing out on a few things.
Hey, I watched the Bombers doco last night, the Coleman. Oh, gee.
That was the first message. Someone said, how good was the Bombers doco? More vision than I thought, and I can't wait for... Would they have 2 episodes, did they?
They had 2 last night, the Reynolds and the Coleman last night.
Right.
It was sad. I was watching the...
You said you cried.
No, I did last night, and I get emotional when I watch this sort of stuff. And but the Coleman, they showed the vision of he was only 44 when he died, Gary.
Yeah, what
so
happened?
So young. He had a heart attack. He had a massive heart attack. And then Teddy Fordham, who I know really well, he was talking about Coleman. He loved John Coleman, absolutely loved him, idolized him. And then he started talking about him, and then he started to shed a tear, and I started to shed a tear. That's not unusual when you're watching stuff like that you shed a tear. It was sad. It was really sad.
Let me know if you cried last night. Was it when you jumped the pack? Was that when you first hear in the Escort Cup?
No.
No?
No, they haven't. Oh, I'm not sure that will even be part of the doco, to be quite honest. It will be a major oversight if it's not. But
Windy
I'm not doing
a protest myself if there's no if you leap in that pack.
It will be a major oversight if it's not, but I don't know that it will make the cut. But it was great. Yeah, that old, beautiful old grainy vision and maybe photos that you haven't seen before. Somebody's found them in their garage or whatever it might have been or in their album. There was a lot of that sort of stuff and the stories that were told. It was great. I really enjoyed it. I'd be interested to know whether people who don't have a connection to Barrackin for Essendon sat and watched it. Maybe they don't want to sit there and watch about another club. But
let us know.
It was really interesting.
Yeah. What do you make of it? This is a suggestion that Gary Wisp and Johnny do a series showcasing the City of Melbourne and regional Victoria, sensational world-class regional foods, just going around, just doing a bit of a tour.
The three of us?
Yeah.
Gary Wisp and Johnny. Oh, I spoke to Johnny yesterday. Yeah, Johnny was making a ragu yesterday. Crikey, did it sound nice. Because he grows his own tomatoes.
I know that.
And then he makes his own tomato sauce, which you and I will be getting some of.
Passata?
Like a passata. And then obviously they put that in. Oh, God, it sounds
good. What day are we going out there?
Next week. He needs 2 days' notice because I think Marissa's going to make us a tiramisu as well.
All right. Gary Hocking to join us. I can't wait. Billy Slater, Sally Capp. Well, I think it's going to be controversial when Lee and me get together. Keith Pompey from the Philadelphia 76ers. He's the beat writer. And the open line, the text messages, we're off to a nice start already this morning for Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and Garage Doors Redefined. 4ddoors.com.au. I was up for sale, but I couldn't tell. God made it rain, the devil made it hell. Dropped out of school, but I'm the one at Yale.
made the best tracks, and still went off the... Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Welcome back. Oh, good messaging today already. Why am I got an echo here?
What do you got?
I've got, you can apply for a senior's card at 60. That's from Jeff.
Okay, well, I'll be doing that today.
Get the form printed out for me so I can get that underway for the WISP. Down at Edith O'As, EDS Footy Club, free entry and a pot for anyone over 60. So you can go down there and then watch some footy, WISP.
Right. Anything else?
Tim should change his name to the Colonel.
Why is that?
Because of all the zingers he's been delivering.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Gav. You'd be happy with that one.
No.
And I'm years ahead of Yay. My name's Bernard. I've been running with Nard for 20 years. You are years ahead, Nard.
It's funny. It was a powerful doco. Tim, John Coleman's story of footy starter for 98 games, then his coaching record before his tragic, premature, sudden passing, captured my nostalgic footy soul last night. Dom, I loved it too. I had the, obviously, connection to Essendon, but a lot of other people out there that don't barrack for the Bombers, they enjoyed it too. I'm a Geelong supporter. Yeah. I can't wait for the next episode of the Essendon doco. There you go.
I had the tears flowing last night watching the Bombers doco. My wife has never seen me cry like that before. Blamed it on hay fever. That's from Brent in Young Warren.
It's a tragic story, isn't it? Like, he played 98 games, tragically cut down by a knee injury. Right. I'm talking about John Coleman here.
Yeah, yeah.
Missed the 1951 grand final because he got suspended. And then died at the age of 44. Like, such a young man, Gary. Like, that's 44.
Crazy.
44 years of age. And had his daughter was talking about it last night, had like chest pain. He was down at Dramana or somewhere, I think, at the hotel down there. Mm. Was experiencing the chest pain for a couple of hours, spoke to everybody about it. They didn't have a doctor down there. So, like, like if it happened today, he wouldn't have died.
That's right. Yeah, exactly right. Come on, boys, it's a sports show. We got that message as well. Well, not while we're rambling.
Not between 6 and 6.
Jeff's in Richmond. G'day, Jeff.
Morning, champions. How are we going? Yeah,
good, Jeffrey. How are you?
Good, mate. Hey, when you turn 60 or 65 and older, you don't have to pay for a fishing license no more in Victoria.
Oh,
and you'll be honoured with the nickname the Silver Fox, which is the Grouse.
Yes, well, he's already had that. He's had a haircut too, I see, which is was a laborious process, I believe. Good on you, Jeffrey.
Strand by strand.
No fishing licence, so that's good news.
No, that is great news. Mark, I don't have to pay for that anymore. That's bloody good.
Mark's in Carrum Downs. G'day, Mark.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, thanks.
Good, Mark.
Yeah, I'm a Carlton supporter. I watched that doco last night, and I was shattered with that Coleman sort of era.
Yeah.
Like, just to retire at 25 with what I was led to believe, something that would keep him out for... say, 8 to 10 weeks these days.
Mm. Oh, that's an interesting point. You're right, Mark. Today, that knee injury would have been corrected, and you're right. He might have missed a couple of months, maybe three months. I think it was a dislocation, and he might have done a ligament or two as well. But it was well done, wasn't it, Mark?
Oh, I loved it. I'm looking forward to the next few episodes. And that Jack Jones, he seems a ripper of a bloke. Lovely bloke.
Well, Jack was. He passed away last year. He was Sarah Jones's grandfather. I don't know whether you caught up with that bit too, Mark, but he was a lovely man. A great gentleman he was.
Hey, good on you, Mark. And people saying, where was it on? It was on Foxtel and KO last night. So if you got Foxtel, then I'm sure you'd be able to watch it again. Damien from Ballarat is disgusted in us for making fun of Yay.
Well, that's okay.
Well, Damien, making fun of him, he's changed his name to Yay. I find it unusual and strange. We think that the world of hip-hop's a little unusual and strange. Tim and I know a couple of hip-hopsters. We have an insight into the world with G-Money and T-Dollar who have gone... they have disappeared.
Mm.
I don't know where they are, to be perfectly honest.
I think they've been got to.
Dustin Martin's going to change his name.
To?
Norm Smith. No, hang on. That's a very funny, Chris. Norm Smith Metal. You can't change it to Norm Smith.
Well, let's just call him Metal or Dow.
NSM.
Yeah, Dow. Hey, well, I'll be watching the doco when Richie Vandenberg punches Essendon into next week. Then I'll stop. That's from Brett out there.
Nice,
I'm not sure that that gets a run but it may.
Someone. Hey, morning, guys. Two types of senior cars. Oh, good. Here we go. When you turn 60, depending on how many hours you work a week. One has more benefits than the others. That's thanks to Frank. Well, you, how many hours would you say you work? I'll work it out. So 5 by 3 is 15 plus 5 by 6 minutes is 30. So 15 hours and 30 minutes.
A day.
A week.
A week, cut it out.
I think you're going to be eligible.
I'm never off.
I think you're going to be eligible for that card.
18, 20 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm in the process of, you know, Ego, our great friends at Ego, who support us here.
That's not a dirty word either.
No, it isn't. They've got the great power tools and that. You know, the mower, the battery mower.
Oh, you showed me this. This looks magnificent.
I'm trying to access you one because this is not cash for comment because you're doing the live reads for them. So you either get paid or maybe you get paid in kind.
Right.
Anyway.
Do I get a say in this at all? Or have you negotiated this on my behalf?
I'm negotiating for you. It is a self-propelled.
Right.
So you just hold it in a little on the handle and it'll just self-propel and you can go at different speeds and it's got lights.
And why would it have lights?
To mow at night.
Who mows their lawn at night time?
Well, it's a very nice time to mow.
And oh, because it's silent.
Silent.
It's a battery-operated one. You can get up and mow the lawn at any time of the day or night.
That's about how much noise it makes.
So have you ever had the urge when you've woken up in the middle of the night and you've had to go and have a twinkle and thought,
I'll do the nature strip.
Well, I mean, I might do the nature strip.
I'll do you.
And then I might mow it as well.
And you can. And you know what? oh, no. The Whiz reckons he's just whiffed off one of his greatest singers. Well, the neighbour won't know because it'll just be, they're the duck's guts.
Yeah. You know, I love the look of this.
7 years I've been involved with these great people and, whoa, magnificent. So I'm trying to get you. I don't know. You have to tell me what you can do for them.
Yeah. Is there an optioned up mower and a base type mower? Because I got the feeling here I'll be getting the base model and you'll be getting the optioned up.
At the minute, I've sort of due what could generously be called a demo model. But anyway, I'll see if I can something
else. How many hours is my mower?
Hey, don't forget, call of the year. You can win a 2021 Toyota Hilux Rugged X valued at over $75,000. Toyota certified pre-owned vehicles. Toyota genuine service. Only the best for your Toyota. Let's get some news headlines.